Time now for a Left of Lansing short on this January 5th of 2024. I'd like to add a little epilogue to my 30-minute monologue from this week's Left of Lansing podcast, in which I talked about the right wing's push to erase historically marginalized people from our nation's schools, from our history books, from our libraries, and from our entire nation's story. Now, in my monologue, I mentioned how Republicans rely heavily on the white resentment vote, or, to be more direct, the white Christian nationalist vote, and Republicans rely on that vote so much that they're afraid to even recite the basic fact that the Civil War was fought over slavery. Oh, I know. You'll hear many on the right proclaim that it was over states' rights, to which all you have to say in response to stump them is, states' rights to do what, exactly? We saw how this reliance on white resentment still hamstrings Republicans when presidential candidate and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley refused to say during a town hall in New Hampshire that slavery was the reason for the Civil War. Now, Haley utilized a word salad kind of response about how the war was about the freedoms of what people could and couldn't do. Okay, sure, but freedoms to do what exactly, Nikki? Now, after Haley concluded her response, the New Hampshire voter told her that it's amazing how in 2023, she still couldn't utter the word slavery. Now, Haley and her people later blamed the questioner for being a Democratic Party plant because, you know, asking a simple question that everyone knows the answer to had to be a left-wing hatchet job, of course. You see, the Republicans and their big money corporate backers through the years have relied heavily on creating white resentment to help divide the populace just enough so that way it helps keep them in power for many, many years. And Haley and her Republican cohorts across the country don't dare tell the truth when it comes to race in this country. They'd rather simply erase it. And they'd rather erase the mechanisms in place to squash efforts, to dismantle systematic racism that's been prevalent in this country for centuries. Why do you think Republicans are suddenly enthusiastically calling for the end of diversity, equity, and inclusion at the workplace? You know why. But even more, Republicans cannot give the honest truth when it comes to the basic facts about the Civil War in fear that they will lose voters. Here's Haley talking more about her failure to cite slavery as the issue leading up to the Civil War during a CNN town hall this week.
And to bring a divided state together and avoid riots and protests, the way we did that was I knew half of South Carolinians saw the Confederate flag as heritage and tradition. The other half of South Carolinians saw it as slavery and hate. My job wasn't to judge either side. My job was to get them to see the best of themselves.
And Haley continued,
don't go and pick who's right and who's wrong and who's good and who's bad. That's what leaders are doing now, and it's caused us to be completely in political disarray. A leader doesn't decide who's right. When you serve the people, you serve everybody.
So according to Nikki Haley, a leader's job is not to lead? Haley says leaders are not supposed to decide what's right or wrong. I'm glad Lincoln didn't sit there like his predecessors and wait for something to kind of, you know, maybe work itself out. FDR and Churchill didn't sit around and wait. They decided to do the right thing, which was stopping fascism from spreading across Europe and eventually here in the United States, although now we're in peril of that happening. And John Kennedy didn't sit around either. He did the right thing by introducing the Civil Rights Bill. A leader isn't supposed to decide who's right or who's wrong? And this is the person running for president? Look, make no mistake, Haley's gross equivocation on the issue of slavery or of the Confederate flag is a gross capitulation to the Republican Party's reliance on the white Christian nationalist vote. She had the chance to be a leader, and she failed in her moment. Profiles in courage, Nikki Haley is not, just like many of her Republican friends. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Threads. Don't forget to subscribe to leftoflansing.com, and don't forget to subscribe to Left of Lansing wherever you get your podcast, and please give it a 5-star review.